The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour here at Septabello Restaurant and Village Square Shopping Center in Las Vegas. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent to you from your home country from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Argentina, from Baja California, and France. Just about everywhere, welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are both hungry and thirsty. They're getting wine poured as we speak, and boy, are they looking with a big smile on their face. They can't wait to get started. My guest tonight is Adrian Graves, who is the manager of Septabello Restaurant in Village Square Shopping Center, and you're going to enjoy what he has to say about the pizza business, which is something that most of us in America try to do at home poorly from one time or another, but we'll talk about that as well. Whether you're just beginning with wine or you're actually working the industry, Wines du Jour can offer you information you can use to enjoy a glass or two of wine, especially with your dinner meal on a daily basis. In the wine world, we call sweet fruit-forward wines. How is that done? I wonder how that works. Well, there are a few factors that go into the phenomenon, including grape varietal, region, and oak aging. For instance, if you have Malbec from France compared to Malbec from Argentina, the Argentina wine will automatically taste a little sweeter. Why is that? Well, the region where the grapes are grown greatly affects the flavor. Think about the next time that you go to for a new wine or recognize the texture and flavor and, of course, the finish in a wine that you're not familiar with. We want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. Please stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We're also available on podcast and, of course, free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is like a hug in a glass is the way I like to think of it, and I hope you do too. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about wine. First of all, how do you discover about wine? Well, I mean, you're either going to go to a restaurant or a bar, and you're going to say, give me a glass of white or give me a glass of red, because you don't know much better, or you may go to a wine tasting. And a wine tasting, I recommend that you only go to wine tastings that are serving more than 25 wines. That's only because 25 is a minimal number. There is always a charge for a wine tasting, of which most of the money goes to a charitable organization, if not all of it, and that's a very good thing. But there are wine tastings that have 50, 125 and more wines. I'm not suggesting that you go there and taste them all, but I am suggesting when you go to a wine tasting that you do not taste wine you already know about. It makes no sense if you're there to discover about wines. So a wine that you're not too familiar with or you've never heard of, you might ask the person that's pouring the wine behind that table a little bit about it. They can tell you where it's made, what kind of varietal it is, how much it costs, where you can buy it, what kind of food goes with it, all that sort of thing, and then give you an opportunity to taste it. And boy, you'd be surprised how you can discover a little bit more about wine. There's also a ritual that you might have experienced going to a fine dining restaurant where a sommelier comes over and introduces you to the wine, either by helping you choose a wine or showing you how to, actually opening it for you. And we'll talk a little bit about that in detail, because there's some things that need to be done, things that you don't need to do, that you probably are doing because you think it's necessary. We'll talk about that when we come back. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hey! How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
Hi, this is Bill Martinez. Join us every Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern when we're covering the issues that matter most to you. From Obamacare, the latest from Russia, the Middle East, Israel, immigration, and more. We're talking with the policy and political experts so you can be better informed. It's Bill Martinez Live, brought to you in part by my friends at Good News Tax Relief. Let them help you get your peace of mind back by dealing with the IRS for you. Proven experience, proven results. Call 800-255-7500.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at Set the Bello in the Village Square Shopping Center. And I have to tell you, this is a great place to come visit. If you're not familiar with it, you need to check it out. We'll talk a little bit more about Set the Bello when we're able to have Adrian Graves come over and talk with us. First, I want to continue talking just slightly about wines because I think it's important to know. Let's just take as an example that you're going to a restaurant and you would like to have a little wine with your dinner. You're not too familiar with wine, and that's okay. If they have a sommelier, that's terrific, or sometimes the food server is the person that also takes care of the wine, and most of them have some knowledge of wine and more than happy to suggest a wine or two or three to go with anything that's on their menu, and that's probably the important thing, is to make sure that the food that you choose has a wine to go with it and not necessarily fight it, if you will. Although most wines pair with food, and it's not really a major problem like some people think. But the thing I want to mention is when the sommelier or the food server, let's just call it a sommelier, comes over with the wine that you've chosen, and they'll be more than happy to help you. You can tell them the price range that you're in. You want red or you want white or you want a Cabernet or you want a Chardonnay or whatever the case may be. They'll be happy to suggest something that's on the wine list for you. In fact, just so that you know, there's an unwritten rule that says that they should offer you three different choices, and then you pick the one you want. This way, if you don't like it, you chose it. You can't say, hey, you talked me into this one. You follow what I'm getting at? Well, the important thing is, of course, when they come with that bottle, they'll show you the label on the bottle to make sure that two things. One, that it's the varietal that you ordered by the winery that you ordered it from. And number two, that it's the year that you ordered. Now, let me just mention about the year. It is important. When I say it is important, it's not necessarily important for you to taste to go with the food that you're going to have that evening if you don't know much about it. But I can tell you that 2016 tastes different than 2017 from the very same winery. So if you order a 2016 and they bring you a 2017, they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Don't let them do it. Tell them you want the 2016 or you want the wine list back and pick another wine. Make sense? There's no use taking something that you don't know, and I'm just trying to help you there. Okay, the first thing that they'll do, once you've agreed that that's the wine that you want to have with your meal, they'll open the bottle, and they use that with an opener that we call the waiter's friend, and they'll pull the cut around the foil at the top of it, pull the foil off, and then put the wine corkscrew in the just off center in the corkscrew. When you're trying it at home, don't put it dead center. Put it just off center because it curls. And if you put it dead center, it goes off to the side. If you put it just off center, it comes right into the middle. And that way you don't have cork in your bottle. That's something that a lot of people experience. Okay. You may also have chosen a wine that has what we call a Stelvin closure, or better known by most people as a screw cap. One of the wines that we have this evening has a screw cap. It comes from Napa Valley. It's a great Sauvignon Blanc wine. And just because it has a screw cap does not mean it's inferior in any way, shape, or form. In fact, in many cases, if it's older, like 8, 10, 12 years old with a screw cap, you're guaranteed pretty much that you will not have any type of inferior wine inside, where if you had a cork, there may have had air get into that bottle and, in effect, ruin the wine, so to speak. Okay, when we go back to the cork, they pull the cork out, and here's what I want to make sure you understand. Generally speaking, the sommelier will either hand you the cork, don't take it, look at him, because he's supposed to sit it down in front of you. If you want to pick the cork up, you're not going to smell it, which is what most people think they have to do. You do not smell the cork. That's not your job, man. Okay? What you're looking for is to see if the cork is in good shape. Because, again, cork that's distorted or something, it can ruin the wine. So before you even taste it, you can be hesitant about whether it's going to be good or bad. Then after the cork procedure is finished, they'll pour you generally about 1 ounce of wine in the glass. Now, you need to automatically just pick it up, swirl the wine around about 8 or 10 seconds, then put your nose right down in the glass and take a whiff. Now, if there's something wrong with the wine, you're probably going to know it right then and there. If there's nothing wrong with it, it's going to smell pretty good, then the next step for you to do is to take a taste. Now, we don't take the whole 1 ounce and say, hey, that was good, got some more. We take a little taste of it, hold it in your mouth for a second or so, kind of wallow it around like mouthwash, and then swallow it. That first taste you want to ignore, and that's something you want to do each and every time you taste a new wine, whether it's in a restaurant, whether it's at home, whether it's a friend's house, whatever it might be. What you're trying to do is to get your mouth acclimated to the wine. It's not anything personal to anybody else. So you take a half ounce or 3/4 of an ounce, wallow it around, swallow it, forget about it, and now taste it to literally taste the wine. Make sense? Okay, that's good. Those are the things I want you to make sure you understand. The foil that comes off, let me talk about the foil again one more time. I told you that the sommelier removes the foil. In the old days, if you look at the foil on a wine bottle, there is a shoulder that goes around the top. And we used to, if it was a white wine, we would cut the foil around the top of that and pull the top off. If it was a red wine, we would go below that shoulder and cut it around. And the reason is, if you pull the capsule off and some of it kind of sticks out a little bit, you take the cork out and then you pour it into the glass, it may pour the wine right over that piece of capsule that's there. Now, 20 years ago, it made a difference if it happened that way. Today, it really doesn't make much difference because the foil is not made out of zinc or lead like it used to be. It's made out of plastic, if you will. And so even if the wine does taste it, it will not affect the taste whatsoever. Where it used to be, it would definitely do that. And that's the reason for cutting it either above or below that shoulder. By today's standards, everybody just basically always goes to the lower end or below and cuts the foil off, whether it's a white wine or not. The only exception, of course, is sparkling wine or champagne. And that's a different story. We'll talk about that specifically in a little bit. I don't mean tonight. I mean at a later date. So decanting the wine, if you're going to do that, if you have a nice bottle of wine, you may ask them to decant it. It's not a bad thing. And let me just tell you right now, in case you aren't sure, you can decant white wine just as well as you can red wine. However, red wine is what normally we think of as decanting, but white wine can be decanted as well, and it improves the taste and flavor. So make sure that if you have an opportunity to decant it, make sure that you do that, okay? There's no charge for it. It's just the way it works, and it will improve the taste. Now, the waiter's friend comes in different shapes and sizes, the one that you see that professionals use, that the ones that we use at home and so on. But you've also seen the weenie kind, the ones that has the wings on it and so on. I guess they're okay if that's the way you want to do it. But I'd like you to take the real professional one and learn how to use that, just because it makes a little more sense to do that. But you do whatever works for you, because it's just like when we say choosing wine, we want you to drink what you like. If you like that wine, drink it. If you don't like that wine, don't. If I say it's great and you don't like it, that doesn't make me right and you wrong. It just means that you don't like it, you shouldn't drink it. Make sense to you? Okay, that's the way it should be all the way around. Now, let's go over to the restaurant that we're in this evening. They have one of the greatest looking pizza ovens I have ever seen. I don't know how much it cost, but whatever it is, it had to be worth it. It is beautiful. And I know it has to get there probably 800 or 1,000 degrees. I don't know what that number is, but I'll ask the man that knows. And that's Adrian Graves. He's my guest this evening. He's the general manager here. And if you ever come over to the Sette Bello in the Village Square Shopping Center, make sure you say hi to Adrian. And if you have any questions or need anything in particular, he's more than happy to do that. Adrian, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to spend some time with us, and also for sharing your hospitality here this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to have you guys.
Hey, tell me a little bit about Sette Bello. That's a name that it doesn't seem to go with pizza or with Italian cuisine, but do you know a little bit about that?
It is an Italian origin. It comes from a card game. It's named Scopa. Don't ask me how to play, because I'm not sure exactly the rules. But,
okay.
the Sette Bello is actually a card in the game. It's essentially the most sought-after card. So it's Sette Bello means seven in the game. It means a card of seven gold coins.
Uh-huh.
So when you get that card, it's the most sought-after card. Again, details are a little vague. I played it once or twice when I was a kid. But that's where the name is derived from. But it is a Neapolitan origin card game.
Huh, very good. Now, you have a very unique menu here at Sette Bello. Most people think, you know, oh, another pizza parlor. Well, this isn't what I would refer to in any way, shape, or form, a pizza parlor, although pizza is on the menu. You've got all kinds of things. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we got all kinds of things. Of course, the pizza is what we're known for, but we do offer a lot of little appetizers, very traditional kind of small eats that are very traditional in Naples. We got meatballs, warm beets. But the thing about what we try to do, for the most part, is we make sure that everything that we do cook somehow touches that wood fire oven. So whether it's meatballs, whether it's warm beets, whether it's crostinis, it all touches the wood fire oven at some point in the process.
Well, I know that the pizza here is the pizza dough itself, when they cook it, it is still soft. And soft happens to be one of the important things of making a pizza that's good. I don't know if you know this or not, but Napoli, that's the town in Italy, gets credit for inventing the pizza. And one of the things that they still, to this day, really thrive on is having a pizza that is soft, not hard, crusty. Okay? Am I doing
the
right thing?
Yeah, absolutely. You're nailed on
the other thing that I really like about Napoli and the fact that they maybe invented it, and we'll give them credit for it because I guess everybody else in the world does too, but the fact is that they eat their pizza with knife and fork, folks. The ones that pick the pizza up and fold it in half and shove it in their mouth, they have to be from New York. That's all I can say. That's a joke. Don't take offense, okay? But I know there's a lot of people that do that, and that doesn't make you bad. I'm just trying to make a joke. But the fact is, pizza is not just a rough type of food. It's something that's very delicate. And the reason that it is because there's so many varieties. And speaking of varieties, got any idea how many different choices you have just on your menu? And if it's not on the menu and they want it and you've got it, you will definitely do it for them too.
Well, we've only got so much paper, so we like to keep it between 15 to 17 pizzas on the menu. But, I mean, if we have the ingredients and you know what you want, we can make it for you. I mean,
absolutely.
There's no problem with that.
That's great. And tell me again, how long is that pizza in that oven? Maybe a minute or so?
90 seconds max.
Now, do you ever think about that at home? You know, I know that you guys buy frozen pizza from time to time, and you turn your oven on, it tells you to put it to 400 degrees, Please ignore that because that's a bad thing. Turn it as high as your oven will go, whether it's 500, 550, whatever that number. Just turn it all the way up until it stops, and then give it about 30 to 45 minutes to get to that temperature. You can't rush that part of it. But make sure the oven is very, very hot, and then put your pizza in that oven. Now, if you have a stone, you know, that you can put the pizza on, they call it a pizza stone. You can buy one in almost any store that sells any type of equipment like that. It's good to do because it sets the bottom of the pizza. But if you don't have one, it's okay. I've got one in my oven. I don't use it half the time for whatever it's worth. But we got to talk a little bit more about that when we come back, because there's a lot of information about Set the Bello, especially they have another one here in Las Vegas. We'll tell you about that when we return. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at Set the Bello in Las Vegas.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Kaanapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Kaanapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Kaanapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here. I need to tell you that we're tasting three wines like we always do each week here on Wines du Jour. The first wine this evening is a Sauvignon Blanc, which personally is one of my favorite varietals to go with food. That's a white wine. It comes to us from Napa. Now, most people think Napa Valley. You know, there's a big mountain range that runs north and south that separates the Sonoma Valley and the Pacific Ocean from the Napa Valley. But on the Napa side, it's always a little warmer. But you go up a little bit north in the Napa Valley, and there's an area where things like Sauvignon Blanc grow very, very well. Not just Cabernet, not just Merlot in Napa, just so that you know. And that's where the Sauvignon Blanc comes from. On the other hand, Napa is probably best known for its Cabernet Sauvignon. It has the great weather, good terroir, the way the sun hits it and so on and so forth on a daily basis makes those Cabernet grapes grow very, very happily, if you will. And tonight, our third wine is a Cabernet Sauvignon from the Napa Valley. So you'll see exactly what I mean. It's big, it's bold, and it's tasty, and it goes really well with the food that Adrian and his staff have put together to go along with it. Now, the first wine, which is the Sauvignon Blanc, as I mentioned, is very crisp. When you take it and swirl it and take your first taste, it's a little bit on the crisp side with a little bit of honeysuckle, which I happen to really like with the Sauvignon Blanc. It also has a little guava, some pear, other types of fruit that really make this a very, very a pleasing wine to go with pizza. And guess what? Adrian and his staff have put together one of my favorite pizzas, and you probably haven't heard too much about this, but consider ordering it when you go into your next pizza place, and that's prosciutto, that's my favorite type, Italian, and fig. Prosciutto and fig. Wow, what a great combination for a nice pizza, especially with something nice like the Sauvignon Blanc. So that's what Adrian and his staff have put together. Now, the alcohol on this Sauvignon Blanc is only 13.8%. And those of you that have listened to us on Wines du Jour over the last 16 years know that we talk about high alcohol. The higher the alcohol, the less palatable it is to go with food. So if it gets up around 15.5%, 16%, 16.5%, it's really not all that great to go with food, and you'll have a little problem trying to pair it. But if it's below that, you're in good shape. And in this case, the way it used to be, 13.5, what used to be pretty high as far as the percentage. But the method of taking the grapes off the vine, taking them to the winery, and making the wine changed over the last 10 or 15 years. And that just means that they used to take the grapes out of the field when the sugar content was around 22 to 25%. Okay, that was a signal. The grapes are ready. Take them out of the field and make the wine. Today, they allow that to stay longer to where it gets up around 30, 32, maybe even 35%, depending on the varietal and where the grapes are being grown, before they pull it out and make their wine. So the higher the sugar content, it turns out to be the higher the alcohol. Make sense? We know what makes alcohol, and sugar is one of them. So the other half is, well, we'll talk about that some other time. But when you have a higher percentage of alcohol, again, it just doesn't pair as well with food. And so in this case, it doesn't make much difference, frankly, because prosciutto and fig is going to go with anything except muriatic acid, if you know what I mean. It's really a very tasty pizza. It could go by itself or believe it or not, I don't necessarily dislike the idea, but pizza with beer is not an uncommon thing, in case you didn't know that. On the other hand, wine with pizza is generally, if the wine is halfway reasonable, is definitely as good or better than it is with beer, although beer can be very, very good. Most people drink their favorite beer, and it goes with everything. It's like most young ladies in particular that learn to taste Chardonnay, they put it with all their food. No matter whether it's a steak or whether it's a salad, they drink Chardonnay with it because Chardonnay is what they're familiar with. So again, whatever you like is what you should do. You agree with that?
I absolutely agree.
Well, I have to tell you, the prosciutto and fig, I had an opportunity to take a taste during this last break. It's very, very good. And remember what I said to start with? Soft. Did you now recognize that you had a soft pizza in front of you? You probably never paid any attention to it before. But soft is good, and that's an important thing. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Adrian about Set to Bello and some of the good things. I can't believe I watched the chef take that pizza, put it in the oven, and you can count to 90, and it comes right back out. Done. That is unbelievable. If you don't believe me, try doing that at home. Ain't gonna work. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here at Set the Bello, a beautiful pizzeria, if you will, here in Las Vegas that has more than pizza on its menu. And I mentioned earlier about Napoli and soft dough and so on and so forth. I just want to mention some of the things that's important. In fact, maybe I can ask Adrian if he would go ahead and tell us a little bit about where some of the product comes from. You know, one of the things, one of the things that I've noticed with pizzerias, if you will, all across the country, is that they buy the local stuff, whatever's the cheapest, and that's what they make their pizza with. Now, you and I don't know the difference if you can't taste the difference. But if you have a pizza that's made with special ingredients and you have an opportunity to be lucky enough to taste that, you'll definitely recognize it. And all our guests here this evening are eating the real thing, I have to tell you. This is the best pizza in America based on the ingredients that come from Napoli, because 99% or 95% of all the ingredients comes from Italy, and the only reason that the other 5% wouldn't come from Italy is because the local, we're talking, when I say local, I mean in America, mostly around Washington State, has the ingredients that's equal to or better than and not available from Italy to the Las Vegas. Tell us a little bit about some of the products and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head there with Washington, because we do get our peppered salami from them. But the majority of our cured meats that we get are cheeses, obviously not the produce, because it wouldn't be fresh produce if we got it from Italy. But we do import all of our cheeses, all of our cured meats from Italy. Again, we do get our fresh produce mostly stateside. But yeah, we our flour, our tomatoes, and all the staples that make the pizza what it is all come from Italy.
That's very, very important. It's easy to say, and it kind of goes over pretty easy in your head, but it's very, very important to realize. You know, you think, what do you mean the flour? Flour is flour. No. If you don't believe it, look in the grocery store, and you'll see the all-purpose and all the other different types of flour that are available. When you want to make pizza, you don't use all-purpose flour, folks. It doesn't work. I mean, yes, you'll end up with what you would call a pizza, but the taste ain't there, okay? And that's the important thing to recognize, and that's what they do here, is they import the flour from Naples, Italy, where the same people in Italy are using that particular brand and everything together to make their pizza. So you're getting the very same thing that you would get if you were there. We're talking about prosciutto. We're talking about tomatoes. Now, let me stop here and talk a little bit about tomatoes, because it's really important. You know, I don't know about where you are, but in Las Vegas, we have the worst tomatoes in the entire world, I think. At least we're down at the bottom of the list with many, many other areas, I'm sure. And it's not because Las Vegas is a bad place. It's because there isn't anybody within 50-mile radius that raises tomatoes of any good quality, and therefore it's not available. So what do? They import them. Well, let me just tell you what happens when you import something like tomatoes, where they have to be fresh. And, of course, we think of them as they have to be red, because that's what we were raised believing, that when you go to the store, you pick a red tomato because it's a ripe one. Well, folks, I hate to dispel a little myth. Here it isn't necessarily true. Let's just show from Las Vegas, the tomatoes that we normally get come from California, from the central San Joaquin Valley, where I spent 20-some years. So believe me, I do know what I'm talking about. And let me just say that those tomatoes come from two owners. I know both of them personally. One of them owns 620 acres that he grows tomatoes. That's a section of land, incidentally, in the San Joaquin Valley. And his neighbor owns two sections of land. That's 620 times two. That's a lot of tomatoes. And let me just mention that they do not pick any tomatoes that are red. They are all green or yellow. That means they haven't ripened yet when they're picked. That means the flavor and taste ain't going to be as good as it should be. And that's what happens, is that they pick them green, put them in boxes, put them in trucks, ship them over, let's say, here to Las Vegas, and by the time it gets to Las Vegas, they're nice and red. What does that mean to you and I? Oh, that's a perfect tomato. It's a nice red one. Well, it doesn't have any better taste than cardboard, folks, I'm sorry to say. And one of the things that they do here at Settebello is they don't bother with the local, I'm talking about American-type tomatoes. They import them all from Naples, Italy, where the tomatoes are grown and picked ripe and then processed. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely correct. And we actually pride ourselves on the sauce, because we don't add any of the extra herbs and spices. It's crushed tomato. That's why we call it crushed tomato on the menu, not marinara sauce. It's crushed tomatoes, sea salt, and a little bit of basil, and that is it.
Now, that's pretty basic, but let me tell you, that's what makes it good. You know, you can find all kinds of other things that you can add to it, like Italian spices, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't make it taste any better. That's why they don't do it. Simple is good, and that's why the pizza here at Settebello is as good as you're going to find anywhere else. There's no joke about it.
And I promise the next pizza will have tomato sauce now that we're talking about it.
Okay, so far we haven't had tomato sauce on it. Well, let me talk just a moment about our first wine, because we've just now gone to the wine number two. But I want to continue talking about wine number one. I mentioned that it was nice and crisp, and it had honeysuckle, a little bit of guava, some papaya. But it also had some kiwi. It had a little bit of minerality, which I happen to like. In a white wine, it helps make it a little more palatable with food, if you know what I'm saying. But one of the unique things about this Sauvignon Blanc that we just finished is it has a little bit of grapefruit in it. And I just have to tell you, in America, not too many wines have grapefruit nuances. Now, I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying it's definitely something that you can taste, the grapefruit. So along with a little bit of being fresh and fruity, that's the important thing. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about wine number two, which is Old Vine Zinfandel, one of my favorite wines. We'll be back coast to coast right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com. Enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422. Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Welcome back to Wines to Do. We're having a good time here. Before I go to number two, which I told you I wanted to do when we come back, I want to mention two things because people ask questions during the break. First of all, what's the percentage of alcohol in this? I think I mentioned it, but I'm not sure. 13.8%. Excellent. Not bad at all. But the price for this Sauvignon Blanc, it's not $30, $40, $50. It's $15 a bottle. Very reasonable, very accessible, available just about everywhere. Any retail store, you can find this beautiful Cameron Hughes, I think I mentioned this, but if not, but Cameron Hughes is a personal friend. He's a very good winemaker, and he does something that's very unique. I don't know of any other winery in the world, frankly, that does this. He finds an area let's call it a vineyard or a group of vineyards in a particular area that he thinks puts out a really unique varietal. Let's just pick Sauvignon Blanc as an example. So he finds two or three vineyards right in the same area that have the same terroir, and he calls that lot number, and he gives it a number. In this case, this first wine that we had is a nice lot number 556. There are no other 556 available. You either buy this and anything that the store may have with 556, or that's it forever. There ain't no more 556. Isn't that pretty cool? And he goes to another area and does the same thing. And that's what he's done with all three of these wines tonight. He refers to them affectionately as lots, lot number, and he gives it the number. I mentioned the grapefruit and so on. That's 13.8%, $15 retail, and it's a great warm weather wine is the way I like to look at it. Okay, number two. Number two is a beautiful Cameron Hughes, Sonoma County. Now, remember, the Sauvignon Blanc came from Napa. This one comes, this particular Zinfandel comes from Sonoma. That's over the mountain, closer to the Pacific Ocean. In the Alexander Valley, which is one of the most popular areas in Sonoma, and that's where these grapes are grown. And it's called Old Vine, and I'll tell you a little bit about Old Vine, Zinfandel. Now, Zinfandel is the name of the varietal. It comes to us from France. It is the what we refer to affectionately as the American varietal grape. Zinfandel is the most popular varietal that hasn't been taken by other countries. That would be, of course, Chardonnay, it's already taken. Cabernet Sauvignon, already taken. But Zinfandel hasn't been taken, so we claim it, and we have claimed it for the last 25 years. It has a nice little toffee taste to it. Toffee as in with a T, not with a C. Toffee, a little blueberry, a little blackberry, a little cassis. It has all the nice nuances of dark fruit, if you will, in this Zinfandel, and it goes really well with food. Now, what has Adrian and his staff put together? Spec. Everybody knows what spec is. And with the spec is mushroomy rooms. So spec and mushrooms. Very simple for the pizza. And let me tell you, what do you think? Pretty tasty, huh? Yeah, very, very nice. Now, the alcohol percentage on this Old Vine Zinfandel is 15.3%. And it retails, listen to this now, because I think it's a heck of a deal, $14. That's a dollar less than the Sauvignon Blanc. That's incredible. So it has good quality. It has good taste. It goes very well with a lot of foods, and in particular with this speck and mushroom pizza that they put together here at Settebello. Do you like that okay? Yeah, I think it's very good. It's very smooth. And this is, incidentally, as far as Zinfandels go, this is a pretty classic taste. You know, it's very, very smooth, and it goes very well with a lot of things. Zinfandel is actually, I think, it's one of the best food wines that you can get. It goes with a lot of things. You know, when I say that, I'm saying it goes with things like roast. It goes with things like beef or pork. It goes well with ham. It goes well with turkey. It goes well with a lot of different things that a red wine would go well with in this particular case. So I think it's a good thing. The blueberries, I think, are very predominant here in the taste of this Zinfandel. And the word old vine, Zinfandel, means this. In the old days, we're talking about 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago and before, if you wanted to call a particular variety, quote-unquote, old vine, it needed to be around 35-plus years old. If it was 100 years old or 80 years old, it's okay. It's still an old vine. If it was 35 years or older, it was considered an old vine. Now, old vine happens to not be a recognized name according to our federal government. So literally, you could take any wine you want and call it Old Vine, even though it may not come from an old vine. That's really kind of weird, but that's the way the law is. In this case, with Cameron, he finds them that are about 40, 50 years old. And what's the deal? When it gets older, does it get better? Well, it gets a little bit better, but it also gives you, unfortunately, a lot less for your return. In other words, if you got 1.5 barrels of wine out of an acre, you would get maybe 1/2 to 3/4 of a barrel of wine with an old vine acre. Does that make sense to you, to give you an idea to compare it to? But the good part is the flavor and the taste is solid and it's there. And in this case, with this particular pizza, I think it's done a very, very good job to pair with it. So Old Vine Zinfandel, the 2014 is a very good one, and it runs about $14. And the lot number in this particular case is 543. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Welcome back to Wine Lagoon. Before we went to a break, I mentioned the fact that the wine number 3 is a Cameron Hughes Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. And Napa Valley happens to be a place where a lot of people think good Cabernet comes from. And that's probably very true. Now, within Napa Valley, in the Cabernet section, if you will, and that's an area that has the best terroir for Cabernet, is a place called, or a vineyard called, Stagecoach. You may not have ever heard of it. Kind of keep it in the back of your head. And if you happen to see in the retail wine store a Stagecoach Vineyards red wine, grab it. It's the best they make in Napa Valley. And Napa Valley is considered by many folks as being the best area for red wine in America. I don't necessarily agree exclusively, but I agree that the wines there are very, very good. Now, Cabernet typically has a lot of high tannin in it, which means it goes with food, but not as easy as others. It has, in this particular case, a percentage of alcohol is 14.9, which is very nice. And listen to this. This Cabernet retails for around $29 a bottle. That is a bargain, folks, in case you don't know that. This is Cameron Hughes' Lot 608. That's what he's named it, and that's pretty good. I think this is very, very tasty. And it has a lot of floral notes to it, a lot of raspberry, a little kirsch, all the typical things. It also has a lot of chocolate, and that is what a lot of people think red wine is made for, which is not true, but it sounds good. And most people think Cabernet Sauvignon goes with chocolate automatically. That is also not true. All Cabernet Sauvignons do not necessarily go well with chocolate. And, of course, we all know, I hope, that there are a lot of different types of chocolate, just like there are a lot of different types of Cabernet Sauvignon. So it only makes sense that they don't all go together. So, you know, don't use that as a general rule of thumb. The soil in this particular area of Napa is pretty good. It's volcanic. You know, about a few thousand years ago, there's volcanoes in the Napa region, actually in north of Napa, and submitted all the way down to the Napa region. But it is a powerfully tasty, I think, saturated wine that goes really well with most foods that you like or associate Cabernet Sauvignon with. So Napa is a good place to consider when it comes to picking a red wine to go with things like a steak, as an example, but it certainly is not exclusive. Sonoma and lots of other areas, Central Coast, Monterey, that produces a Cabernet Sauvignon, many of them go very, very well with a steak, as I mentioned. Well, we're running out of time. I didn't realize that. Okay, well, I have to tell you that Stagecoach Vineyard is one to check out. Diavolo is what we refer to affectionately as this particular red wine. It's a spicy salami goes really with it, is what they paired with here at Settebello. Spicy salami is different than regular salami. I hope you understand that. It's a little more spicy. It has a little garlic, a little bit of tomato, a little mozzarella, which is pretty common, probably the most popular white cheese coming from Italy. That goes very, very well with food. And, of course, olive oil. And olive oil, I could talk about for hours about olive oil, good, bad, or indifferent, coming from all different parts of the world, from Spain, from Italy, from other parts of the world as well, and even from California, where some of the olive oil comes that it is very, very good, believe it or not. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We are